Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Yud, and we will begin about 10 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, the two dots, the Kulon Shechasru. So the Mishnah daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Borda Machloikis, Rabbi Lozar and the Chachamim regarding the halachos of Halo'as Chutz. The Mishnah discussed Hakoimetz v'alavoyna v'haktoires u'minchas koyhanim u'minchas koyim Mashiach u'minchas nesachim, where somebody was makriv a kezayis of it pachotz. He wasn't makriv all of it pachotz. He was only makriv a kezayis of it pachotz. Chachamim say chayiv, it's halo'as Chutz. Rabbi Lozar, some have the girsa, Rabbi Eliezer says yepater achiyakriv eskulon. And the basis of the machloikis is because what's unique about those things mentioned in the Mishnah is when they were brought bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to be brought in the entirety. So if the Kohen would be makter a chelik of the koimetz, but not the entire koimetz, if a Kohen would be makter some of the levoina, but not all the levoina, some of the keteiros, but not all of the keteiros, the Kohen would not be mekayim his chayvas haktar. So bifnim, you had to be makter all of it. The question is, does that mean that the only time you chayv b'chutz is if you also are makter or makriv all of it, or no? Maybe bifnim you have to be makriv all of it. But at the end of the day, if you're makriv a shir chashuv, even if a kezayis of it b'chutz, that would be enough to say that you were makter something that has dinei haktar bifnim, and as a result, you'd be chayiv for the kezayis b'chutz. And that's the machloikis. The Chachamim say chayiv, Rabbi Lozar says potter. Stating that, the Mishnah said, v'kulon shechasru kol shuv v'hekrivu b'chutz, potter. Everybody agrees that if some of the koimetz got lost, so you don't have all the koimetz, and now you were makriv what's remaining of the koimetz b'chutz, even if it's a kezayis, in that case, everybody holds you're going to be potter. Meaning the machloikis, Rabbi Lozar and the Chachamim is, where you have all the koimetz, none of it was chaser, it's all in front of you, you just were a makter all of it. So are you chayv, are you potter? But if some of it is lost, v'kulam shechaser over there, even the chachamim are going to agree that you're not chayv for a kezayis, you're going to be potter. Says the Gemara, ibay luhu chesaron dechot shmei chesaron, ayloy shmei chesaron. When the Mishnah says that if some of the koimetz, just picking koimetz as an example, but really this halach is true for the koimetz and the levoina and the keteiros, the minchas koyanim, the minchas koyim mashiach, and the minchas nesachim. So when the Mishnah says that if some of it was lost and then you makter a kezayis, even the chachamim amoydi going to be potter, is that true only if some of it was lost bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash itself, or would it be true even if some of it was lost bechot? What's the shaila? Mi amrina, do you say kimin the nafak ifsalahu, being that the moment you took the koimetz out of the azara, the koimetz became pasul? At this point, what difference does it make if you're missing some of it, you're not missing some of it? It's possible anyways. Meaning, the Gemara assumes that the reason if you're missing some of the koimetz, the halach is now, according to everybody, if you're makter or kezayis, you're going to be potter, is because the halach is that koimetz shenichsera is possible. Meaning, because now the koimetz is possible. And the only time you chayev for halach is chutz is if you're makter a dover that's roi lefnim, something that's roi to go on the mizbeach. But being that this is chaser, and as a result this a psul chaser, it's no longer fit to be brought in the oil mayed. As a result, you're going to be potter for halo'as chutz. But says the Gemara, if it became chaser after it left the azara, it was anyways possible before it became chaser. It was nifsal b'yaytzei. And still there's a chiddush that even though it's possible, like we saw in the beginning of the parak, still the halach is there's a chiyav halo'as chutz. So at this point, does it bother me that there's another psul? Aydoma, maybe no. Yoytze de isa be'enei in, the less be'enei no. Maybe there's a difference between psul yoytze and the psul chaser. Psul yoytze is okay. There's a chiyav halo'as chutz for all emurim that were yoytze, despite the fact that there's a psul yoytze, but that's because it's isa be'enei. At the end of the day, I have the entire basar. But maybe if it's leisa be'enei, where I'm missing some of it, like I'm missing some of the koimetz, etc., maybe over there it's going to be different. Amar Abaye Tashma, I'll bring you a raya. Rabbi Loza poiter, atri yakiv eskulam. Rabbi Loza says that you're potter unless you're makter all of it. Meaning, if you're not makriv the entire koimetz, you're going to be potter. What do you see from there? You see that you have to have all of it. It's just that you see from there that you certainly don't have to have all of it. Because if you don't have to be makriv all of it, then certainly there's no issue of chaser. But Amalei Rabbi Bar Rav Chana Labaya, mid Rabbi Lazar Pashat Mar, how are you bringing a raya from Rabbi Lazar? We know according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no issues at all. Rabbi Lazar holds you don't have to be makriv all of it. So Rabbi Lazar is the big maker when it comes to this halacha. The question is, according to the Chachamim, that hold that you do have to be makriv all of it, stating that if it was chaser, you're going to be potter. Again, according to the Chachama, that you don't have to be makir of all of it, stating that if it's chaser, you're going to be potter. The question is, if it became chaser b'chutz, does it make a difference or not? Amale. So the Gemara says, no, what I meant to say was that beferish mi'el imine de Rav, I heard from Rav that Adkan lipti girl b'nolad Rabbi Lazar el isabein. I heard that the whole machloik is Rabbi Lazar and the Chachama was only if it's isabein. Avol b'chasarin moidile. That the Chachamim Amayda, that if it's missing, that you're not going to be chayiv. Lav the chaser b'chutz. When we say that the Chachamim Amayda, when it's chaser, doesn't mean even if it became chaser b'chutz after it was yoyis. The Gemara says no, loy the chaser b'fnim. Maybe it's talking about where it was chaser b'fnim. Says the Gemara Tashma, being right from the Mishnah. Kulan shechaseru v'hikrivim b'chutz. But the Mishnah says clearly that if it was chaser and then you were makriv it, everybody holds, even the Chachamim, you're going to be potter. Lav the chaser b'chutz. Aren't we talking even about where it was chaser b'chutz? The Gemara says no. How do you know that? Chaser b'fnim. Maybe it's talking only where it was chaser b'fnim. The last line of the Mishnah was hamakriv kachim ve'emurim b'chutz chayes. If someone's makriv kachim ve'emurim, meaning the basar and the emurim were attached to each other. Rashi says shehikriv habasar v'ha'emurim mechubarim bay. So if somebody was makriv emurim b'chutz, that's a bad thing. That's a loss chutz. But what was unique was that basar was attached to the emurim. The halach is chayev. Freik the Gemara. Chayev amay v'ikl chatzitza. Isn't the basar being chaytzeitz between the emurim and the mizbeach and the fire? That's pachutz. As a result, you should be potter. And l'chura, the base of the Gemara's question is that the only time you chayef alas chutz is if you do it similar to the way it was done b'fnim. And being that b'fnim, there's a halacha that there can't be a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha, then bachutz, there shouldn't be able to be a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha as well. And the Gemara's argument is that the basar should be a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha. Because being that there's no din hakrova on the basar, there was no haktoras pnim on the basar. There's no isra alas chutz on the basar. So the basar is just getting in the way. So if it's just getting in the way between the emurim and the maracha, it's a chatzitza. It's a freik the Gemara. Why you chayv amashmul kishahavchan? It's talking about where you positioned it in a way where the basar wasn't in between the emurim and the maracha, but rather the emurim were making direct contact to the maracha. As a result, it wasn't chayitzitza. Maybe it was, you could be making the Mishnah even without this. I came to Reb Shimoni. Perhaps the Mishnah going to Reb Shimon. We had Reb Shimon earlier in the parak in a Mishnah where Reb Shimon says that in order to be chayef alah aschutz, you don't need the law to be on a mizbeach. Even if it's on a sela, on an even, that would be enough to be chayef. What do you see from Reb Shimon? That there's no halacha that the law aschutz has to be dumya the halah aspenem. You have to be maila something that's royal of nim. But in the physical, the actual act of haktara, it doesn't have to be done in the same way that had you done a bifnim, it would have been kosher. As a result, there shouldn't be a problem with chatzitza. Why would there be an issue of chatzitza? Because doesn't the halas chutz have to mirror the halas pnim? The answer is no. Reb Shimon holds that halas chutz could be even on a rock. Now, you can't do halas pnim on a rock. That's pasha. The mitzvah's haktara had to be on the mizbeach. On the mizbeach hachitza. So from the fact that Reb Shimon holds that you could do it even on a rock, you see that the halas chutz does not have to mirror the halas pnim. As a result, there won't be a problem of chatzitza. Rav Amar Rav says the whole question is a mistake. It's based on a faulty premise. You're assuming that the basar would be chaytzeitz between the emurim and the maracha. The basar and the emurim are of the same min. They're both meat of the same animal. Different dinim. One has a mitzvah sachila, the other one has a mitzvah saktara, but at the end of the day, it's the same min, and as a result, there's a rule, there's a principle, min b'minoy einoy chaytzeitz. I think if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, it would emerge. The Gemara has the kasha. Shouldn't the basar be chaytzeitz between the emurim and the basar in the case where someone was maila kachin ve'emurim b'chutz? As a result, why are you chayef? The assumption is halos chutz has to be dumi da'as plim. And just like halos plim, there's halacha of chatzitza, by halos chutz, there should be halacha of chatzitza as well. So freak the Gemara, why you chayef? What happened to chatzitza? The Gemara gave three terutzim. Only one of the three terutzim was min b'mino yeni chaytzeitz, it would sound like. The amirain that gave the first two terutzim did not hold of the halacha of min b'mino yeni chaytzeitz. It's a little bit of a problem. Because who are the amirain in this Gemara? It's the gedoyle amirain. It's Shmuel, Rav Yoichanan, and Rav. That's the order that the Gemara brings them in. Shmuel said, Kisha Hafchan. Rav Yoichanan said, Hamani Rav Shim. It was only Rav that said, that Mim Bamina Yeni Chaitzitz. It would emerge then, L'chura, that it's only Rav of these three Amayram that holds Mim Bamina Yeni Chaitzitz. Shmuel and Rav Yoichanan would seem to hold that, no, it's a good Kasha. The Basra is a Chatzitza. In other words, even though it's Mim Bamina Yeni Chaitzitz, The problem is, there's a klal that every time there's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So based on klolei Ashas, you should walk away from this Gemara and think, Mimba Mina is a chatzitza. Because Rabbi Yochanan had to say, Hamani Rav Shimini. It was only Rav that said, Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. The problem is the Rambam paskins Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. And there's a klal throughout Shas of Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. Luchura based on this Gemara, other Gemaras as well. But based on the basic klolei Ashas and the Amoiroyim, that explained our Mishnah, it would seem to be a machlekes Rav on one side, Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan on the other side, and it's only Rav that holds Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. Now, Hotenach, the machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we know the machlekes is like Rav when it comes to Isser, like Shmuel when it comes to Mammonis. This is a question not of Mammonis, this is not a Chesh, we're not learning Bava Basra now, this is a question of Isser the Heter, and as a result, Halacha would follow Rav, the Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. But the problem is Rabbi Yechanan was Messiah El Shmuel, and whenever there's machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, the Halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. So based on Kol Yashas, the Halacha should be Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. And we know the Halacha, the Rambam paskins Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. The emes is the Kasha is even more tamura. The Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, it's in Yerudea Simin Reish Samachvav and Hilchas Tefila. So the Avnei Nezer over there asks that the emes is, I found another Rabbi Yechon and Shas, Rabbi Yechon holds Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. So Avnei Nezer asks, is there Rabbi Yechon? Arsu, Rabbi Yechon seems to hold Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. I have another Rabbi Yechon that holds that Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. Now Avnei Nezer says, you saw it, that we've mentioned in a different context, we'll mention the Yesod Bekitzer. And that is that Rabbi Yochanan could be held that it's not enough when it comes to Halas Pnim, when it comes to Haktaras Pnim, for there not to be a Chatzitza between the Emurim and the Maracha. There's actually a positive halacha that says that the Emurim have to be on the fire. Meaning, if all there was a halacha that said that there can't be a chatzitza between the emurim and the fire, then you can argue that the basar is not a chatzitza. Why? Because mimbamina yeni chaitzitz. The problem is, says Avnei Nezer, that the halacha that says that you can't have a chatzitza between the emurim and the fire says more than that. It says not just that there cannot be a chatzitza, but that the emurim has to physically be on the fire. So says the Avnei Nezer, it could be, you could hold Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz from today till tomorrow. And it's true, the basar is not a bechefza, a chatzitza between the emurim and the maracha. But at the end of the day, are the emurim on the maracha? No, it's not on the maracha. At the end of the day, there's something in between. Now, albeit that something that's in between, in halacha doesn't have the capacity to be a chatzitz. So in the laws of chatzitza, there is no chatzitza. But at the end of the day, the Emurim is not touching the Maroch. I mean that the Emurim is not touching on the Maroch. That in and of itself is going to be apostles. So it says that the Nezer could be the Machloikis in our sugya. The Machloikis between Rav on the one hand and Shmuel Rabbi Yechon on the other hand is not whether Mimba Mina Chaitzitz or Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. It could be all the Amayroim. And including Rabbi Yochanan held that Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz. The reason that Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel did not want to dismiss this Gemara simply by saying Mimba Mina Yeni Chaitzitz is because they held that there's another halacha in the din chatzitza that it says with regards to the emurim being on the maracha, and that is that it's not enough that there's no chatzitza, but the emurim have to physically be on the fire. And being that they're not physically on the fire, even though the thing that's being mafsik is something that's not chayt, that just means it's no chatzitza. But is it physical? Is it touching the fire? It's not touching. Nobody can tell you the emurim are touching the fire. Just because the thing in between is not a chatzitza doesn't mean that they're touching the fire. As a result, it's for that reason that Amiram had to come out to another akimta. But in terms of the sugis of Mimba Mina, chaitzitz Mimba Mina, so the machlokes over here is not a general machlokes. At first glance, this seems to be an international shaila. Mimba Mina, chaitzitz Mimba Mina, any chaitzitz. There could be 25 nafkaminas in halacha. Says Dami Nezer, no. This machlokes is a machlokes in kachim. It's a very zvachim digger machlokes. It's a shiloh when there's a din that there couldn't be anything chaitzitz between the emurim and the fire. Is it merely that you can't have a chatzitza, or is there a din that the emurim had to physically be on the mizbeach? If there's a din that the emurim had to physically be on the mizbeach, then you could all mimma mini chaitzitz, it's not going to make a difference. Avnei Nezer shtel su this shiloh to the shiloh that the Gemara brought in Perek HaMizbeach HaMekadosh, whether Avim Mizbeach is kimizbeach dami, or Avim Mizbeach is lav kimizbeach dami. What's the question? Whether Avim Mizbeach is kimizbeach? Right, if you have a emurim, it's in the Avram Mizbeach, and let's say fire is shooting up and it's roasting the emurim. Are you mekayim the mitzvah saktar? The context in Perakim Mizbeach Mekadosh was with regards to Malu Lo Yerdu. If something touched the Avram Mizbeach, do you say that the Avram Mizbeach was Mekadosh? So now that it's a din in Malu Lo Yerdu, or is it not Mekadosh? There's no halacha of a Malu Lo Yerdu. He says, what's the Shailah's Mamish the Shailah? If the halacha of putting something on the Mizbeach is that it has to be physically on the fire, then if there's Avram between, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's not physical. But if it's merely a halacha that there can't be a chatzitza, avar is never a chatzitz. Being that avar is never a chatzitz is not going to be an issue. Where we've spoken out raid like this in the past, again, me'inyan le'inyan, is with regards to a davalach. The Gemara says a davalach is not chatzitz. The context that the Gemara says it is a very kachem digger context. The Gemara says that on Erev Pesach, when they used to bring the carbon Pesach, so they used to plug the amma. That was the drain that would take all the liquids, the blood and the water, out of the azara. And the reason they did it, according to the Chachamim, was shvachu l'bnei Aharon sheyechu ad arkev esayim b'dam, because they wanted the camp to get dirty, get messy. And it was a shvach for the Kehanim to get dirty and to get messy, because it shvachu l'bnei Aharon sheyechu ad arkev esayim b'dam. The Gemara asks Akasha, isn't there a problem of chatzitza? We know the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak of Masechta Zvachim that the Koyen had to be walking on the Ritzba, and if he did the Avodah al Regel Chaveri, it would be a problem. So the Churi standing on blood. So the Gemara says, so Dovalach, a Dovalach is any Chaitz. It's Makshem Ha'olam. The Koyen Gadol, after he used to go to the Mikvah on Yom Kippur five times, the Chomesh Tfilos, so it says he would have to dry himself. The Mishnah Malach says the reason he had to dry himself was because the water would be a chatzitza between him and his big day kahuna. L'chur it's a davalach. A davalach is any chaytzes. So the Chidam, the Kiyosef, and other Achrayim say that Vaistos, the Mishnah Malach held that this halacha, that the big day kahuna had to be on the basar of the Kayan, is not a halacha merely that you have to make sure there's no chatzitza. There was a din al basara that it had to be literally on the bus. If all there is a halacha that there can't be a chatzitza, a davalach is not chatzitza. The water wouldn't be a chatzitza between the big day kuhuna and the kayan, just like the blood wasn't a chatzitza between the feet of the kayanim and the ritzbas azar when they were doing the avoid, the Erev Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash. The point is, here there's a halacha, it has to be literally al basara. Literally al basara, it's not. A davalach could be a chatzitza. That just means in the laws of chatzitza, there's no chatzitza. But at the same time, is it al-Basari? It's not al-Basari. So this is another area in Allah where you find the same thing, where you would think at first glance the Gemara is saying Allah and Chatzitza, but really, if you dig a little bit deeper, the Gemara is saying something more than that. Just like there's a halacha that Birkei Yosef and other Achrayim to be Masber, a Mishnah Melech, said that the Big Day Kuna had to be literally al-Basari, so too there's a halacha that the Emurim had to be literally on the fire. And as a result, the laws of Chatzitza are secondary. So Dovalach could be any Chatzitz, Mimba Mina could be any Chatzitz, but at the end of the day, there's still going to be an issue either way. Zok de Gemara weiter Mishnah. Mincha shalei nikmitza. If somebody had a mincha, the kmitza wasn't taken yet from the mincha, because then he was makdir et pachot. Potter. The halacha is he's going to be potter. And the reason is because you have to do kmitza in order for it to be ra'i lahaktaras pnim. So if somebody was makdir the mincha without first doing the kmitza, he's going to be potter. Kimtza. What if the kmitza was done? V'chazar kumtza l'taycha. And then the kaimetz ended up falling back into the shirayim. They kriva bachutz, and then he was makriva bachutz. Chayev, he's going to be chayev. So we didn't start Masechtas Menachos yet, but we've seen enough Menachos and Masechtas Vachim to be familiar with the basics. And that is, the carbon mincha was not a carbon. It was made out of mincha and soilus and shemen and levoina sometimes. Right, that's what the carbon mincha was. The kohen would go, he would do a kmitza. We all know what kmitza looks like. He would take the kohenetz, he would burn it on the mizbeach. The rest of this mixture was not put on the Mizbeach. In fact, you're not allowed to put it on the Mizbeach. There was an Issa'ak Torah on the rest of the mixture. What was done with it? It was eaten. In most cases, it was eaten. That was the Shirayim. So the Shiori Hadam was poured on the Yisoid. The Shirayim, in the context of Menachos, was eaten by the Kohanim. So what happened over here was, somebody did Kemitza, the Kohen did, and now the Kohimitz fell back into the Shirayim, and you were Makrivit, Allah, is it going to be Chayiv? The Gemara, in that case, why you Chayiv? Levatu Shirayim, the Kohimitz. Why do we say that the Kohimitz is bottled to the Shirayim? So now, there's no Din Haktara anymore on this Taruvais. If there's no Din Haktara, in fact, there's an Issa Haktara on this Taruvais. So if there's no Din Haktara on this Taruvais, so you shouldn't be chayv achos, because the only time you chayv achos is if you were makter something that has a din to be makter b'fnim. I'm Reb Zeir, Nem Aktar, B'Koymitz, Nem Aktar, B'Shirayim. There's a mitzvah saktar regarding the Koymitz, and there's an issa aktar regarding the Shirayim. Maktar is Koymitz, and Koymitz is Vata Chaveroi. Just like when it comes to the mitzvah saktar, there's no halacha of bitl, af haktar Shirayim, ain't Shirayim Vata Koymitz. So too, when it comes to the issa aktar, there's no halacha of bitl as well. Rashi says, what does it mean there's no din bitl when it comes to the mitzvah saktar? So the Rashi says it's based on a Gemara Menachos Taf Chapeza Men Aleph, where the Gemara learns from a pasuk not a Menachos, but rather a pasuk in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. V'lokach midam apar u'midam hasar. And the Gemara says adova yodua shedam apar merubah midam hasar. Which animal has more dam? The dam apar has more dam than the dam asar. And still the Torah refers to it as the dam apar and the dam asar. How could the Torah even refer to it as the dam asar? Didn't the dam asar lose its identity? Did it become bottled to the dam apar? Mikan lo oil and shame of atlan, says the Gemara. You see from here that something that's oil on the mizbeach doesn't become bottle. Incidentally, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that min b'minoy is not bottle. He learns it from the same pasuk, but we hold min b'minoy is bottle. As a result, what we take out of v'lokach midam apar midam asar is not that there's no bittul when it comes to two things that are the same min. By the way, not to be confused with min b'minoy ene chaytze. It's two completely different halachas. But what we learn is mikan lo oilon shei mevatel zezet. The bottom line is two things that have a din to go on the mizbeach can't be mevatel each other. So if you have, in our context, two kaimitzes, a larger one and a smaller one, the larger one would not be mevatel the smaller one. So too, when it comes to the iser haktara, where the halach is yinala to be makta shirayim, if the koimetz would become bottle to the shirayim, there wouldn't be a bittel, although there should be, as it relates to it being bottled to the shirayim, so that there should now be the lois hasei of leisaktir menu ichel Hashem, the iser haktara with regards to the entire taruvus. If it's not bottled, you still look at the koimetz as having its identity, it maintains its identity. Thus, you're going to have the iser for being maila the koimetz bachos. If it was bottle, so you don't have the koimetz. You don't have the koimetz, so you can't have an iser haktara, because there's no iser haktara on the shirayim or on the entire mincha. The reason over here there's no bittel is because of this limud. If there's no bittel, so then the koimetz is included in this taruvus. It was included in this taruvus. He chayev to be makdu the koimetz. Follow by the shikra zecha mehem bachos. So a minchas nedava had a koimetz. It also had a levo. So there were two aktaris. There was aktar of the koimetz and aktar of the levoin. So what happens if someone was makter only one of them? Chayiv. Rabbi Leza says you're going to be potter. Achi yakriv es hasheni until you're makriv the second half. And this is pashut. It's Rabbi Leza l'shitasai. Or Rebbe Eliezer l'shitasei. But what's the l'shitasei to the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah discussed if somebody was makter only a chelik of the koimetz, a chelik of the levaina, a shir chashav, a kezayis, but only part of it, are you going to be chayiv, are you going to be potter? Rebbe Eliezer says you're potter, you have to be makter the entire thing. It's the same Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says you have to be makter even the levaina. It's not enough to be chayiv just for the koimetz, you need the koimetz and the levaina. Ech b'finim ech b'chutz, chayiv. How, stating that, if one would be makter, if one of them was done bifnim, now you'd be chayiv for the second one bachot, because the second one is completing the job. So even though you only makriv a chelik of it bachot, but that second half is chashuv because it was mashlimit, and as a result, you're going to be chayiv. So in order to eat the lechem aponim, there was a haktara. There was shnei bezichei levoina that had to be brought in the mizbech achitzai. So shnei bezichei levoina, shikriv es echem yam bachot, chayiv. Rebbe Leza poiter, Rebbe Leza says, achi akiv es hasheni. No, you're not chayiv for only one of them. You have to do both. Echem bifnim, echem bachot. One was almost fim, the other was bachot. Chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Boy, Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha, koimitz, mao sheyatu kenegda b'shirayim. A very lamdash gemara that we're going to go through quickly. The koimetz and the levoina were both burnt on the mizbeach every single time a karban mincha was brought. After the haktara of the koimetz and the levoina, the shirayim of the mincha was eaten by the kayanim. If the koimetz and the levoina were both not brought, you weren't allowed to eat from the shirayim. The haktara of the kmitza and the levoina were to the mincha like the zrika was to the karban. And just like the zrika was matter, in addition to being mechaper, it was also matter, basal achila, was matter the emurim to go on the mizbeach. So too, the haktara of the kmitza and the levoina were matter the shirayim lachila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka wanted to know, by a minchas nedava, where there were two haktaras, there was the haktara of the kmitz and there was the haktara of the levoina, and you only did one of them. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka assumes something happened. Meaning, it's not all or nothing. The fact that you were makter the koimetz or the levoina, you for sure did something. But he wanted to understand in lumdis what happened. What were his two tzadim? Mishra shari or klushe miklash? Do you say that one of the haktaras is matter half of the shirayim? The other one is matter the other half. Rashi says that. How are you going to work that out? So Rashi touches on the sugya breira. You'll probably have to be mevarer which half you want to be matter. But the point is, one haktara could be matter something. It's matter half. Or do you say no? There's no such thing that one haktara is matter half. But rather, the one haktara is only kedushi miklash. It just weakens. It shvachens everything. So it somehow downgrades be'echos, qualitatively, the iser of the entire shirayim. But it's not like you say that if I did half of the haktara, half of the matar, that's enough to say that half of the shirayim is somehow going to be mutar. So again, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha assumed for sure it's not all or nothing. That if you do one haktara, you're for sure being matar. He just wanted to know, are you being matar quantitatively or qualitatively? qualitatively. Do you say quantitatively? If I did half of the Haktara, I'm matter half of the Shirayim. We'll have to figure out how to know which half you're being matter, but half of it you're being matter. Or do you say, no, it's not quantitatively that I'm not matter anything quantitatively, but qualitatively, the ichos of everything actually weakens. Says the Gemara, Alibidamah. Let's try to understand this a little bit better. Yeah, Alibidamah, are we going to Rameyer? Which Rameyer? The Amma Mefaglim Bechatzi Matar? Mishra Shor. So the Gemara says that this Shaila seems eerily similar to another Shaila, and also a very Lamdash Shaila, Sugi and Perik Beishama. But the Gemara brings Machlekes Rameyer Lechachamim, whether Mefaglim Bechatzi Matar or Ein Mefaglim Bechatzi Matar. We know Machsheves Pigel has to take place during an Avoida Samata. Shechita Kabbalah Elocha Zrika. You were doing an Avoida that's Matar. That's why Zrika Shleibim Koyma is not Mefagl, even though it's an Avoida. But it's not a matter, because Srika Shalabim Kaima, even if you all Kim Kaima Dami, still the boss is going to be awesome. So you have to be doing it away this amount. The question is, do you have to be mafagal? Do you have to have the machshavas pigal during the entire matter? Or is it enough to be mafagal bechatzi matter? As long as I had in mind the machshavas pigal during half, that's going to be enough. For example, you bring in the chatois apnimiyos, where all four zrikas are ma'akiv, and you are machashav during two of them, but not during all four of them. So I was mefagel b'chatzim matter. Is that a machsheves pigel or not? So Rameyer holds mefagel b'chatzim matter, and the Rabbanon hold a mefagel b'chatzim matter. And the Gemara says at first glance, seems like a similar shaila. Meaning, how much chshivus does chatzim matter have? And the Gemara tainus, l'chur, according to Rameyer that holds mefagel b'chatzim matter, I think it's poshut mishrashari. It's poshut that a chatzim matter does something. Meaning, it's matter half. Because if it's not matter half, then it's not a matter. If it's not a matter, why could I be mefagel b'chatzim matter? So the Gemara says that this Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Shaila, it's poshut, says the Gemara, that if he was going Alibid Rab Meir, it wouldn't be a Shaila. Because you would take on the most mechudish tigitzad in Reb Yitzchak Nafcha Shaila, and that is the Mishra Shari. And then the Gemara continues, and he Alibid Rab Meir, if Yitzchak Nafcha was going according to Rab Meir, that whole a mefagel b'chatzim matter, then maybe, you have to insert the word maybe, maybe, loy Mishra Shari, v'loy Miklash Kalish. Maybe it's not Mishra Shari or it's not. Well, how did Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, this precept for sure Chatzim Matar does something? He's just not sure what. Is it quantity or is it quality? Is it matter half of it for legamrei or all of it just the iser somehow weakens? L'chura, if you hold aim of Falgam Chatzim Matar, then you see you can't. It's not a matter. Maybe it does nothing. I mean, yeah, Libid Rab Meir, then it's for sure Mishra Shari. And even Libid Rabbanon, maybe it's like Mishra Shari, like Miklash Kolish. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says the Gemara, if he was going, Libid Rabbanon should have cleared three tzedakot. Is it Mishra Shari, or is it Miklash Kolish, or maybe it's nothing? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara continues, and that's how it comes to our sugya. Ela libid Rabbi Elazar. Maybe he's going according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar that holds that you're not chayiv bachutz for a chatzim matter. The Gemara says you don't think anything of Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan Tzvi'ulei. At first glance, I think Rabbi Elazar sounds very much like the Rabbanan that hold in mefaglim b'chatzim matter, meaning it's nachosh of a chatzim matter. That's why you're not chayiv bachutz, and as a result, according to Rabbanon, maybe it's loy Mishra Shari and it's loy Miklash Kolish. So how does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha know for sure that the Chatzim Matar does something? Says the Gemara, Ella, and this is the Maskana, Libid Rabbanon, the Hacha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was going according to Rabbanon over here. From the Rabbanon over here, that hold, that if you're Makhtu just the Kaimitz or just the Levaina, you're Chayiv, so you see there's some Chashivos to the Chatzim. And he wanted to know, what's that Chashivos? Is it Mishra Shari, a Kolish Miklash, Teiku, that's where he was Teiku. In other words, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was clearing a Shaila according to a Tana in Shas that holds that there's some Chashivos for a Chatzim matter. And the way the Gemara comes out is, in summation, there's two Tanaim in Shas that hold this Chashivos to a Chatzim matter. There's Rab Meir in the sugis of Pigel, and there's the Chachamim in the sugis of Ashoichet Va'amayim. Both very long, the sugis. Rab Meir in the sugis of Pigel holds as a Chashivas v'chatzim matter, and Meir holds Mefaglim v'chatzim matter. The Chachamim in the sugis of Ashoichet Va'amayim hold as a Chashivas v'chatzim matter. They hold that if you're Maila a chatzim matter b'chutz, for that you're going to be Chayiv. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha walks into Beis Medrash one day, and he says, I have a Chakira, how you do? Well, we say chatzim matter works. Is it Mishra Shari? Or is it Miklash Kolish? Quantitatively, half of it becomes Mut 100% glatt kosher, or is it no? It's just miklash kolish, all of it, not half of it, all of it. Somehow, qualitatively, the iser weakens. So, where do you find this concept that qualitatively something should be aser but not so aser? I'll give you two examples. Number one, chatzi shir. So chatzi shir is aser in atayra, but there's no einchen. So when you do a shir, there's malchus and there's chorus and there's chayvim mises bezdin and there's everything. But chatzi shir is aser in atayra. It's the same iser.
according to one side and Reb Chaim Moser and all the Achreinim's Chakira, yeah. But it's just qualitatively, it's not the same issue. Another example is in the sugya of Einis Achal Alisser, where the Gemara says that even though Einis Achal Alisser, but Lekoivre Ben Rishon Gemurim, Isser Achal Alisser. So if someone does an Isser Achal Alisser, the second Isser, Isser, Lekoivre Ben Rishon Gemurim, but it's not the real Isser, there's no Malkus, there's no Einshim. So again, there's this idea of a Miklash Kalish, and that was the other side. So the Gemara says, okay, I have two Tanoim in Shas. Rav Meir, who holds there's a chashivos tachatzi mater in the sugis of pigel, and the chum that holds a chashivos tachatzi mater in the sugis of alosos. You can't be clearing the shiloh according to Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, there's no shiloh. It's pasha mishrashari. Because Rav Meir said the biggest chiddush. He said that chatzi mater is a mater, because you can be mafagal in it. You can't be mafagal at first glance in a chatzi mater. You can be mafagal in a mater. If it's a mater, it must be mishrashari. It's actually mater. It's mater half. And that's the beer in Rav Meir. So if Yitzchok Nafki, you have no shiloh according to Rav Meir. The Gemara says, but according to the Rabbanan and Halos Chutz, there it's a nice shaila. Because in Rabbanan and Halos Chutz, you see for sure there's a chashivos of a chatzi, but it could be it's Mishra Shari, it's Miklash Kolish. Miklash Kolish would be enough to say that if you're Mailet Bachutz, you're going to be Chayef. Zok the Mishnah, Slayrik, Miksas Dambachutz. If someone does Rika on some of the Dambachutz, Chayef. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza says, Av HaMenasek Me'achag B'chag B'chutz Chayef. If someone is Menasek, he does nisuch hamayim with mayim that was niskadish for nisuch hamayim on sukkis bachutz chayiv. He's too chayiv, right? So he does the nisuch hamayim, but not on the mizbeach. He does the bachutz. Rav Nechemya Yomer, Rav Nechemya says shiori adam shakriv bachutz chayiv. If someone is makriv the shirayim bachutz, he's going to be chayiv for this as well. That's going to be the part of the topic of tomorrow's daf. And this is, of course, Rav Nechemya Shita. We finally see it inside. Rav Nechemya Shita throughout Zvachim, where Rav Nechemya holds Shirayim is Ma'akev. Shirayim, ordinarily you assume, is not Ma'akev. But the Gemara always brings Shita from Nechemya. From the fact that Rav Nechemya holds that Yechayev is Shvicha Shirayim B'chutz, so you see that Shirayim must be an Avodah HaMa'akev. Either way, the Mishnah said three halachas. Number one, if someone does Rika with Miktsas of the Dam B'chutz, you're going to be Chayev. Number two, Nisach HaMayim on Sukkis B'chutz, Yechayev. And number three, Shvicha Shirayim, according to Rav Nechemya B'chutz, going to be chayiv as well. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Umaydi Rabbi Loza b'dam." Here it's Rabbi Loza, not Rabbi Eliezer. So the gersayes go back and forth. Says Rava that if you notice, Rabbi Loza is not mentioned in this mishnah. This is the third mishnah in succession where the mishnah discussed this concept of where you were makter a chelik of something that you were supposed to be makter. In the first Mishnah, you had a koimetz, just as one of the examples. You only mocked the part of the koimetz. In the second Mishnah, you had the koimetz and the levoina. You were mocked to the koimetz. You weren't mocked to the levoina. In both of those cases, it was a machlikis, Rabbi Loza and the Chacham. Chacham said, you chayev as long as you do a shir chashev. Rabbi Loza says, no, you have to do everything. When it comes to Zriko, hazorek mikzas dam chayev, and there's no Rabbi Loza. Now, there is a Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Loza is talking about nisach hamayim. Rabbi Loza doesn't argue with regards to, he doesn't argue with regards to the halacha of Zriko. Amar Rava, Rava made the obvious tiyik, umayda Rabbi Loza b'dam, Rabbi Loza is mayda. The tiny, we're into the brayser, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, oimrim, mimachim shapasak, misham hu mascha. Now, just to be clear, that's pashit. If someone's zorek mikzas dam of a carbon that went on the mizbeach achitzayin, it's pashut that you're going to be chayiv, because all you have to do is once rika. Only one, even by the chatam, chalik b'sham b'sil, we pass on the b'sil, only once rika is ma'akiv. So mean that only once rika is ma'akiv, so that's everything. Right? The whole yisoid of Rabbi Loza Shita is that the whole kaimetz is ma'akiv. So if you did part of it, b'chutz, you're potter. The kaimetz and the levoina are ma'akiv. So if you did the kaimetz and not the levoina, you're going to be potter. But by rika, only once rika is ma'akiv. So mean that only once rika is ma'akiv, it's pashut Rabbi Loza is going to agree. What Rabbi was saying was that why did Rabbi Loza argue by the chatoy sapnimiya is the chatoy is all five of them with the halach is that all the zrikas are ma'akiv, the parmanasov. So all the zrikas are ma'akiv over there, shouldn't it be a machlokes that according to the chachamim one zrika is enough, just like part of the koimetz is enough, then part of the dam miktsas dam would be enough as well. But Rabbi Loza should argue, says Rav. You want to know where Rabbi Loza didn't argue? Because moed Rabbi Loza v'damim, and it's based on another sheet. This Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Loza mesachtes yuma. The context over there was the koyin's doing the avodah on Yom Kippur, and of course he's bringing the dam apar and the dam asar, which are two of the five chatayis apnimiyos, and then it was nishbach adam, so he has to go get more blood. So what does he do? He can start from where he is, and even if there's only one zrika that still needs to be done, it's fine. You bring a new par and a new sire, you shecht it, the whole 9 yards, and then you take
the dam, and you do the one zrika. So you see that you can bring a whole carbon for one zrika. You know what that means? That means one zrik in the Chatayis HaPnimiyos is very, very chashiv. Meaning that it's very chashiv. Rabbi Lazar L'shitasoy is going to hold over here that you're going to be chayiv. What's that? By Zrika.
Yeah.
Well, Rameyer holds Mefag L'machatzi Mater even by Zrika. So you see there's a Mishrashari. Yeah. And the Gemara says, for sure Rameyer holds Mishrashari, right? So you see for sure that there's a Mishrashari even by Zrika. It sounds like a Chiddush, but you see for sure he holds Mishrashari. Rabbi Lazar Omer Afa Menasech Mea Chag B'Chag B'Chutz is Chai. Rabbi Lazar said that if somebody does Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot B'Chutz, he's going to be Chayiv. And this next Gemara is a classic. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Menachem Yutfa. Rabbi Lazar B'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yomro. Rabbi Lazar was going quoting his Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Nisach HaMayim Dei Raisa, who holds that the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is Dei Raisa. Tosfos says, what? It sounds like there's a man Domer that holds that Nisach HaMayim was only Midrabanan. First of all, it sounds like a very big Kiddush. And number two, it can't be. Why? You can't bring a carbon Midrabanan. You may be Chulun Lazara. You're not bring Chulun Lazara. The Mayim, if there's no mitzvah Nisach HaMayim, you can't be Mekadesh Mayim. So if you can't be Mekadesh Mayim, it's always going to be Chulun. If it's going to be Chulun, you're bringing Chulun Lazara. How do they do mitzvah Nisach HaMayim? I ain't toys. We'll get back to this. But either way, says the Gemara, there, Yechiran said, I heard from a Chacham Rab Menachem Yutfa, who said Pshan and this Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah, that he's going in the Shittas Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Nisach HaMayim, they write, I'm going to the price of Akiva, and Akiva says, Unsocheo. It says Unsocheo. Now the context over there is the sixth day of Sukkot. And the Torah is going through the karbonas that were brought. The last pasuk is Usir Chatas Echad. There was a sorry. This is part of the Musafim, the special karbonas, the 70 karbonas that were brought on Sukkot. Milvad Oilas Atamid Minchas Unzachan. This was, of course, brought in addition to the karbon. Karbon oil was brought every day, even on Yontif. So the pasuk says Milvad Oilas Atamid Minchas Unzachan. So in addition to the oila, it's mincha. Said Rabbi Akiva, what's this unsachel lashon rabin? The carbon oil was brought with nesachim, but it's nesachim lashon yachid. Yayin. Every single day, twice. When they brought the carbon talmid, there would be wine that was offered on the Mizbeach with it. But it was one. It was singular. What's unsachel? In fact, every other time, the Torah, not every time, but you have to go through these psukim, the Gemara Darshan said, most times the Torah will say, minchasa v'niska. It's the Lashon Yachid. So why over here is it unsachel, Lashon Rabbim, says Rabbi Yekiv, because we're talking about Sukkot. And on Sukkot, there was a second nisuch that was brought, and that nisuch wasn't yayin, that nisuch was mayin. B'shnei nisuchem akasa medaber. Echon nisuch hamayin, echon nisuch hayayin. Amar le'yu shokash Rabbi Yechanan. Shreish Lakish told Rabbi Yechanan, you Rabbi Yechanan, Reb. You heard from Rabbi Menachem Yutfa that Rabbi Lazar that said that if someone does Nisach HaMayim B'chutz on Sukkot, he's over Halas Chutz, that he's going B'shitas, his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that holds that Nisach HaMayim is Deiraisa, right? At first glance, it makes a lot of sense. Because if Nisach HaMayim is Derabbanan, why are you Chayiv B'chutz? So you probably, because he's going in the Shita of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, and that's why you're going to be Chayiv B'chutz. But Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yechanan, I have two kashas. Number one, if Pshat and Rabbi Lazar is that he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that the makar to nisach hamayim is unsacheha, it's echo nisach hayayim, echo nisach hamayim. It sounds then like the Torah is comparing, equating nisach hamayim to nisach hayayim. If so, imal lahalon shloishes lugan, afkan shloishes lugan, shouldn't you have the same shear for nisach hamayim as you have for nisach hayayim? And nisach hayayim, we know the shear was gimelugan. Here too, there should be a shear of gimelugan. Okay. But Rabbi Lazar mechag koma. Rabbi Lazar didn't say anything about a shear. Rabbi Lazar said, afa menasich mechag bechag bechutz chayim. If he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, rabbi, that the makar to nisach hamayim is a pasuk in the Torah, it says unsachel by by the oil. Me, you're comparing it to the nisachim that was brought with the oil, which is the nischayayin. It should have the same shoes as the nischayayin. If that's the case, Rabbi Lazar should have said, Afa menaseich shloishes lugim meyachag. Shouldn't the shear be ma'akib? Additionally, he told him, Malahalan, b'shayim ma'isashon, afkan b'shayim ma'isashon. Listen to Akasha. If the mekart nisachanayim is unsachel that it says in the parashah of nischayayin, then shouldn't it be similar to nischayayin? Yayin. And just like Nisach Yayin was the whole year, Nisach HaMayim should also be the whole year. Rabbi Lazar B'chag Kamer, Rabbi Lazar didn't say that. He said, Afa Menasech Me'achag B'chag. Why only on Yontif? L'chura, if someone's Menasech, someone does Nisach HaMayim on a regular Tuesday, he should be Chayiv as well. Because isn't Nisach HaMayim Hukash to Nisach HaYayin? So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Akiva, there's no way Rabbi Lazar holds like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, Shtei Tshuva Yisbedov. If he holds that the Makar to Nisach HaMayim is unzachel. That it says in the by the carbon oil, referring to the Nisrayin, that means there has to be a hekesh between Nisrach and Nisrayin. And I have two rayas, he doesn't hold it as hekesh. Number one, there should be a din shloishes lugin Nisrachamayim, just like this by Nisrayin. Number two, just like Nisrayin is the whole year, Nisrachamayim should also be the whole year. And as a result, it should come out that it should be chayiv even the whole year. Rebbe Lazar never said anything about a shir, and he said it's only chayiv b'chag. Therefore, Reish Lakish continued, and Reish Lakish said, Ishtam mitzay od Amr Abasi. He said, Rebbe, I think we forgot what Rav Asi said. Amr Abasi, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. It's interesting, Rav Asi said in the name Rabbi Yechanan. Tais as much as with this. Mishum Rav Nechunye ish bikas beis churtan, esen etiois. That's a sugya that's not negay right now. Arava, it's also halacha that's not negay right now. The nisu chamayim, that's what we do need. Halacha l'mayshim isinai. And it's true, Rabbi Lazar holds it's dayraisa, but not Rabbi Akiva Rabbi. He holds it's midayraisa mitzad halacha l'mayshim isinai. If it's dayraisa mitzad halacha l'mayshim isinai, there's no sheiches between nisu chamayim and nisu chayayim. So nisu chayayim has gimalugin. Nisu chamayim doesn't have gimalugin. Nisu chayayim is the whole year, but nisu chamayim is not the whole year. Bottom line is, Rish Lakish said it's true, Rabbi Lazar must hold it. Deiraisa, but not deiraisa like Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, unzachel, but rather deiraisa based on a halacha l'moshe misinai. Tosfos asks a bomb kasha, a very obvious question, and he prefaces the question with one word, tema. So you know Tosfos is very bothered, right? There's v'im taimar, there's tema, there's v'kasha l'ri, right? Tosfos uses different adjectives to describe questions. Tema is a big kasha. And Tosfos says his gemara is literally tamua, it's wunderbart, right? That's for Maya. So how do you understand Pashup Shan and this Gemara? The Gemara seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that the Makarta Nisach HaMayim is Unsachel, that it's Echon Nisach HaYayim v'Echon Nisach HaMayim. So Nisach HaMayim has to parallel Nisach HaYayim. And just like Nisach HaYayim the whole year, every 365 days, twice, Hamayim Bahava, they would bring the carbon oilah. And together with it, there were wine libations, there was a Nisach HaYayim. We have to counter it with a little English. So too, the Nisach HaMayim was also 365 days a year. Frank Tosfos, really? I'm supposed to walk away from this Gemara thinking Rabbi Akiva holds Nisach HaMayim wasn't only on Sukkot, it was the whole year. Tema, the Rabbi Akiva made the day Nisach HaMayim al B'chag. Everybody holds Nisach HaMayim was only B'chag. So Rabbi Loza maybe held like Rabbi Akiva, and still, Nisach HaMayim, although it's learned out from a pasuk that discusses the halach of Nisach HaYayin as well, but the bottom line is, of course, the Mayim was only brought on Sukkot. And being that it was only brought on Sukkot, at the end of the day, the only time you should be Chai B'chutz is on Sukkot, because that's the only time it's Roy Lefnim. And if you want to get lumbish, if you makadish it before Sukkot, would be posul lahakrava because it's a mechusas man. If you want to give it a lumdisha, you want to have a tag it with a specific psul. The name of the psul is mechusas man. So it's going to be mechusas man. You're not chayiv if it's posul. That's the whole theme of Perak Hashechet Vamayla. So the bottom line is, Freik Tais Akasha, what in the world is the Gemara saying? That Rabbi Lazar can't go like Rabbi Akiva? Because if he held like Rabbi Akiva, he should be chayiv on Nisach HaMayim B'Shayim Mois HaShana. Nisach HaMayim B'Shayim Mois HaShana is mechusas man. Nobody holds this Nisach HaMayim B'Shayim Mois HaShana. Not even Rabbi Akiva. It's learned out from a hekish. Okay, it's learned out from a hekish. It's still in the musafin of Sukkot, and we learned that it's only negay on the yontif of Sukkot. Bottom line is, Tosfos says tema. It's a very, very shver kasha. So I was actually zoicha to hear shir from Yeshua in Perek Mizbech Mekadesh. They don't give in brisk. They stop giving shir and zvachim perikol atada. I was thinking, I think we did come out the same thing, but this is the brisk of mahalach. But bottom line. Let's be honest. But they stopped shir and perek kalatadus. They don't say shir and hasheichet v'amayla. But this was in the beginning of perek hamizbech mekadesh, where the Gemara there too brought nisach hamayim as well. And he said over a mahalach from the Zeder Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim said, pshat, to answer Tosfos kasha, pshat in our sugya, and behekta machakira. The nisach hamayim was brought every day Sukkos. So they would bring the karbonis that had to be brought, and then they brought nisach hamayim. Reb Chaim declared, the mitzvah of nisach hamayim, was it a chayvas carbon or was it a chayvas hayoy? Was it a chayvas carbon meaning that in addition to the nischei hayayin that was brought with the carbon tamid on Sukkot, there was another nisuch that had to be brought. This one wasn't wine, this one was water. But it was a chayvas carbon. I mean, just like everybody understands that the nischei hayayin is part of the carbon, so too the nischei mayim, said Reb Chaim, was maybe a chayvas carbon as well. It was part of the carbon. The din of the hakrava, of the carbon oila, on Sukkot was not just to bring it with one type of nesachin,
but to bring it with a second type of nisachim as well, nisach hayayin and nisach hamayin. But the point is, it was a chayvas carbon. Also, Reb Chaim maybe has nothing to do with the carbon. Maybe it was a chayvas hayayin. The yontif of sukkahs was mechayiv, just like sukkahs is mechayiv to sin in a sukkah, and it's mechayiv dalid minim. It's mechayiv certain karbanos. It's mechayiv a mitzvah arava. There was a mitzvah that's related to the kedushas hayayin. That was the Nisach HaMayim. And now it just so happens that it was brought in the Beis HaMikdash and it was brought together with the carbon. But that's more just the details of how you mechayim the mitzvah. But in terms of the underlying mechayiv, the makar to the mitzvah, the source to the mitzvah, it's not a chayvas carbon, but rather it's a chayvas hayot. That was Reb Chaim's shayla. Said Reb Chaim, and I'll tell you a few nafkuminas. Number one, could you do the Nisach HaMayim before the carbon tama was brought? If it's a chilek of the carbon tamid, then obviously you have to first bring the carbon and then you do the nisach hamayim. Just like you couldn't do the nisach hayayin before the carbon tamid, so too you would be able to do the nisach hamayim before the carbon. That's all true if it's a chayvas carbon. If it's a chayvas hayayin, then maybe you could do it right before the carbon. That's also considered being brought together with the carbon. Additionally, Reb Chaim said, I'll tell another nafkumina. We know the Gemara says, when chasim in eskeya, we learn from there, afilu mikan vada sariya. So there was halacha that if the carbon was brought today and they didn't bring the nesach, they didn't have wine, you can bring it in 10 days from now. There was no halacha that the nesachim had to be brought literally at the same second together with the carbon. So even if you brought it on a later day, that too was going to be okay. Said Reb Chaim, would it be okay to bring the nisuch hamayim of the carbon oila 10 days after the carbon was brought? If it's a chayvas carbon, it's just another type of nesachim, then said Reb Chaim, at first glance, you can make the argument that just like the nisach hayayin could be brought on a later date, then maybe the nisach hamayim could be brought on a later date as well. But if it's a chayvas hayayin, you can't shake lulav 10 days after Sukkot. So you can't do the nisach hamayim 10 days after Sukkot as well. So Reb Chaim said, and this is the very abridged version, but Reb Chaim said that at first glance, it should be tolui in the machlokes between Reb Menachem Yudfa and Reish Lakish and our Gemara right here. According to the Mandam in our Gemara that said that the Makar to Nisach HaMayim is the Pasuk that describes the carbon tamid, where it says Usir Chatus Echem Avad Ilas HaTamid Min Chasa Unzachel Echem Nisach HaYayim Echem Nisach HaMayim. So the Torah is clearly equating it to the Nisach HaYayim. So just like Nisach HaYayim was part and parcel of the carbon tamid, the Nisach HaMayim is going to be part and parcel of the carbon tamid as well. I mean, in other words, it's going to be Chayvas carbon. But according to the Reish Lakish, who said Eir Fishtam Mitzem Ed Rabasi, then it's Alach Lamaish Misina. It's Alach Lamaish Misina. Then you can entertain another tzad. Who said Alach? Where do you see in the Alach Lamaish Misina that it's a Chayvas carbon? It's more mistaber, if anything, that would be a chayvas hayayin. Said Reb Chaim, lefizet half of a fellow the Gemara. The Gemara said that according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that uminchasa unzachel, that echo nisach hayayim, echo nisach hamayim, that's the makar to nisach hamayim. Why did Rabbi Elazar say a menasich meachag bechag bechutz chayiv? L'chur, you could do it even shaloi bechag and bechayiv. Frank Tosis table. What, you're going to tell me Rabbi Akiva holds because it's learned out from Nisachel that there's no halacha that nisach hamayim has to be on yontif? Hot Reb Chaim gezocht avad it had to be on yontif. But I'll find you a hechatim so where you could do nisach hamayim even not on yontif. How so? They brought the carbon oil on sukkahs and they didn't have the nesachin. And just like by nisach hayayim the halacha is, so when it comes to Nisach HaMayim, on this side, it's also going to be Mikan Vad Asar Yomim. So Tain is the Gemara, if you hold that the Makar is the Pasik, so then it's a Chayvas Karbon, like we spoke out in our Chakira. If it's a Chayvas Karbon, then it has the same dinim of the Nisach HaYayim. And just like the Nisach HaYayim, you could bring 10 days later, Nisach HaMayim, you could also bring 10 days later. That means it's possible to bring the Nisach HaMayim even not on Sukkot. Why did Rabbi Loza say B'chag? That's what Reish Lakish said, that you know what Pshana Rabbi Loza is. He held those Alach L'Mayshim Yisinai. If it's Alach L'Mayshim Yisinai, it's not a Chayvas Karbon. Rather, it's a Chayvas HaYayim. If it's a Chayvas HaYayim, it has to be Dafke B'chag, and that's the beer. And our Gemara, again, this is the very abridged version. That's the first aura. The second aura, just to end on a lighter note, and that is, so we know that the mitzvah of Nisuch Hamayim was done on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. There's a well-known Rashi in the beginning of the fifth parak of Masechta Sukkot, Sukkot Daf Nun Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Says Rashi, why was there a Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the Beis HaMikdash? So Rashi, Kol Simcha Zu Eina Ela B'Shul Nisach HaMayim. The reason that there was a Simchas Beis HaShoeva
was because there was a mitzvah of nisach hamayim, and the pasuk says usha'aftem mayim besasayim. So as a result, the nisach hamayim was done with a tremendous simcha. It was related to this idea of usha'aftem mayim besasayim. So nisach hamayim is something that had to be besimcha, and it's obviously something that's sarach beer, right? Because of nisach hamayim, there was such excitement. What ma'in in shmita itzal ar sinai? Okay, usha'aftem mayim besasayim. But not just that, Chazal say that. So at first glance, you have to understand, Rashi says that the purpose of Simchas Beis HaShoeva was related to the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim ulesimcha mazu oisa. Why are we getting so excited? Why is everybody getting so worked up? Because of the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. So much so that Chazal say that kol shalei ro simchas beis ha-sheyeva loy ro simcha v'yav. You know who asks the kasha? The Marsha. The Marsha in Chedushi HaGadus asks the kasha. He says a one-line teretz, but he gives a little bit of an introduction. And that is a Mishnah and a Gemara, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says, there were four times a year that the world is judged. So we're familiar with the big one, and that's on Rosh Hashanah, right around the corner. But Barba Prokem Oilam Nidain, Bepesach Alatfua, Batzeres Alperes Ilam, Rosh Hashanah, Kabaya Oilam, Ibram, the Fanaf Givnei Morim, I'm skipping, Ubechag Nidainim Al Hamayim, says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, Ta'am Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Neima, Amra Torah, Review, Oimra Pesach. Why do we bring the carbon Oimra on Pesach? Mevnesha Pesach, Zman Tfuahu, Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hivu Lefanai, Oimra Pesach, Kadesh Etes Baruch Lechem Tfuah. You know why you bring the carbon Oimra on Pesach? Because on Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah of Tfuah. So bring a carbon made of Tfuah, that's a skula that the Tfuah will have bracha. Why do you bring the Shtei Alechem on Atzeres? Because the Shtei Alechem came from Peroi Sa'ivon. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yiviyu Lufanai Shtei Alechem Batzeres Kedei Sheyis Baruch Hu Lukam Peroi Sa'ivon. Umipneima Amar Toiru Nischu Mayim B'chag. Why is there a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim on Yontiv? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yontiv of Sukkis Nischu Lufanai Mayim B'chag. Bring Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkis Kedei Sheyis Baruch Hu Lukam Gishmei Shana, so that you're going to have Gishmei Brucha. It's a decent parnusa. So you want to know why there's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim? It's because on Sukkot, when the Nisach HaMayim was brought, the world is judged for parnusa. So the Yom HaDin for parnusa, for Mayim, for Gishomim, is on Sukkot. That's when we say Mashav Ruach HaMari Dagashem. We wait till Shmini Atzeres because we don't want it to rain on Sukkot. But really, that's the Zman. The Zman is because that's Bechag Nidoinim Al HaMayim. And it's for that reason we bring Nisach HaMayim. Bring a carbon from what we want should be blessed, and it's a skula, so to speak, Kedei Sheyis Baruch Hu Mayim. Says the Marsha, it comes out when the Yidden were mekayim the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, that was going to bring the Shef of Parnasa onto the world. Says the Marsha, that's why everybody was so happy. You know why everybody was so excited by the Nisach HaMayim? Ushafte Mayim Besosoin, Simchas Beis HaSheva, because everybody understood that through the Nisach HaMayim there was going to be Brocha. Brocha in what? Brocha in the Mayim. And they were so excited because this was the mother of all skulas, the Parnasa. Chazal say this is a haftacha from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem says, "Bring Nisach HaMayim Kedei Sheyis Baruch." I'm telling you, you're gonna get bracha. So everybody was so excited because they understood b'chayit nidoinim al hamayim, but they need to do something to make sure that it's gonna be a ksiva v'chsiva toiva as it relates to mayim, as it relates to parnasa. And this is what they're doing right now. That's why they're happy. Unbelievable. So the Simchas Beis HaSheva, all the excitement was related to parnasa. I think it was related to a davar gashmi. Gashmi, Geshem, it's the same word, right? That's what this is. It's Geshomim. I think that at first glance, this is what everybody was so excited about. Okay, I don't think that's so shver, but that's certainly Pashup Shat, what the Marsha is coming to say, that the Simcha, the Simchas Beis HaSheva, was related to the fact that B'chag Nidoinim Al HaMayim, we're doing the Nisuch HaMayim right now. This is going to bring the Shefa of Geshem. And that's where everybody was so excited. But I think that perhaps there's even a little bit of a deeper kivun. And that is that the Pasuk says in the end of Parshas Re'eh, Shivas yomim tochig l'Hashem alokecha. We're talking about the yontiv of Sukkis. Ba'amokim ha'shivcha Hashem. Ki yivarecha l'Hashem alokecha, b'chol tfuascha, u'b'chol masa yodecha, v'ho'yiso achsamech. You all know this. V'samachta b'chagecha, v'yiso achsamech. Doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. It's really a combination of two psukim. It says v'samachta b'chagecha, and it says v'yiso achsamech. So here it says v'ho'yiso achsamech. So shivas yomim, it says it by Sukkis, right? Listen carefully. By Sukkis, shivas yom tochig l'Hashem alokecha, and then it says at the end,
Why? L'man yivarecha Hashem alokecha v'chol tfuoscha v'chol maschi is going to be shefa brach in all your parnasa v'hoyisa achsamech. Says Rashi, v'hoyisa achsamech l'fi pshutai ein zel loshen tzivoy. Pashup shani this pasuk is not the way people think. V'hoyisa achsamech, it's a mitzvah. Yeah, Chazal say that it is a mitzvah. But Pashup shat says Rashi, that's not what it is. Elo loshen avtoch. Right, Rashi is very sharp. L'fi pshutai ein zeh, it's not a mitzvah. That's not what the Torah is saying. That's not Pashup Shah. You're distorting Pashup Shah in the pasuk. If you think the Torah is telling you there's a mitzvah during the 7-day sukkah to be besimcha. It's true, it's a chazal, but it's not the Pashup Shah, not the pshat. Elo loshen haftacha. What it is a loshen haftacha. The Evan Ezra says the same thing. Evan Ezra says, v'yisa achsameach, mitzvah l'smoich b'chag ha-sukkos. V'yesh oimrim, ki yivarechecha lo'osid. It's a haftacha. V'tiyah lo'olam sameach. You're always going to be besimcha. That if somebody's besimcha on Sukkot, it's like a haftacha, that you're always going to be besimcha. So it's clear that this simcha that the Yidden got during the simcha space Hashaeva, during the 7 days in Sukkot, it wasn't just some simcha that they had at that very moment. It was a simcha that they carried along with them. It was something that they were able to take with them through the long winter, through the Ibbiyar. That was something that they were able to take with them. There was a giveaway. There was a takeaway that you got from the Beis HaMikdash. Right? You show up, so you go to a nice, right, big party, so usually there's something to take home with. There was a takeaway. You know what the takeaway was? You're going to walk away. If you can internalize what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a haftacha that you're always going to be besimcha. This Simchas Beis HaShoeva was something that the Jews had the ability. It's a haftacha. All you have to do is take in what's going on. And you have this promise that you're going to be able to. And it doesn't say there's a promise of parnosa. That's not what it says. It says, v'yisach samech. There's a promise that you're for sure going to be besimcha. What's the pshat? The pshat's poshet. The pshat is because the Yidden in the Beit HaMikdash during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they were able to internalize clearly that everything comes from Hashem. That it's hevil lefanai nisuch hamayim kidei sheyisbarchu lochem gishmei shana. That everything comes from Hashem. And if a person's able to take that with him and internalize that, so his anxiety levels go down, all his daigas start to dissipate, and that's the haftacha. That's v'yisach samech. That's chavis halvavah, shara betochen 101. That's the v'yisach samech. I was thinking, that Tos brings the Yerushalmi. So why was it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Because they were shayev ruach HaKodesh. It's interesting. They were shayev, there was a certain ruach HaKodesh, which made me think. The Marsha says that the whole Simchas Beis HaShoeva is related more to Gashmis, related more to Parnasa. So on the one hand, everyone's all excited because they just got a school of the Parnasa. But then again, it's somehow related to Ruach HaKodesh. So is this some really heebie-jeebie Ruchnius thing idea? Could be the Ruach HaKodesh was. They saw clearly that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shlailam. That everything is from Hashem. I mean, people go for schools for Parnasa, but something's like a hedge. You know, what do I have to lose? Okay, so it's not a bad school. It's not so expensive. That's not v'yisach sameach. V'yisach sameach is not when the skula or the tefila or the bracha is a hedge. That's nice, but again, that's not v'yisach sameach. V'yisach sameach came with this ruach hakodesh, with this clarity, where every single yid that was there was zeicha to see in high definition that everything comes from Hashem. That through the nisuch hamayim, that's where the parnasa is going to come, and that brought out this unbelievable simcha. It wasn't just a simcha. Oh wow, there's going to be parnasa. It's a simcha that comes with this ruach hakodesh that parnasa is from Hashem. And that's a much greater simcha. The fact that you know that Bonim Atam Hashem Elokeichem, and that there's a father in Shemayim that's Avinu and Malkeinu, he's a Kol Yochel, and he can provide us with Parnasa, that's the greatest simcha. Kol Shalei Ra, Simcha Zu, Lei Ra, Simcha Me'aylam, and that's not just the simcha that lasted 7 days, but it's a simcha that the Yidden were able to take with them as long as Shivas Yom and Pachay. If you took in that message, then there's a haftacha, says Rashi, V'yisach Sameach.